So we have a wonderful daily inspirational magazine called The Daily Word, and I'll have Cecilia McBride come forward, please, and share that with you, and then we'll move from that into our time of meditation.
With joy and gratitude, I welcome grace, the guiding, healing, harmonizing presence and power of God is everywhere present. Divine grace is mine whenever I say yes to this presence within me. I release any thought that I am unworthy of grace. Nothing I could do or fail to do would ever disturb my divine identity. Grace need not be earned, nor can it be bought. It is inexhaustible. No matter how much comes my way, I can relax in complete trust that even more will be available as I need it. Grace doesn't happen to me. It expresses through me. Just as I have been blessed to receive grace when I have needed it, I am honored to be the conduit through which it flows to someone else, blessing them in a time of need. Yes, everything is for your sake, so that grace, as it extends to more and more people, may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. 2 Corinthians.
Thank you, Cecilia. And as we just let ourselves move into a contemplation time of the words we've heard, around grace and the mystery of grace, the wonder. Because as human beings, we are always trying to do something and accomplish something. And in grace, it is already so. And it is the activity of infinite spirit in and through our lives and in and through all things. And so I'll invite you now to move even more deeply into just a time of mindfulness. Whether you call that prayer for yourself, whether you have a conversation with God, with higher spirit, whether you simply relax and let go, I'll invite you wherever you are to breathe, to relax, to take this time apart for yourself, to connect to that which is greater than, that which is infinite spirit, creator, the breath of life, and let that flow through you. And so I'll be toning our singing bowl, which musically resonates at the key of the heart chakra, which is the chakra of love. And as I do so, allow that energetic vibration to breathe in and through you, to move through you, to open your heart and your soul to this now moment of your greater good. So we just continue to breathe, recognizing the breath of life is ever present and ever moving through us to replenish us, to invigorate. And as we recognize that breath, that freedom, we exhale and we release the tensions that we may be holding on to. Perhaps some challenges or difficulties or upsets in our lives. Perhaps some discord. And as we exhale, we release that into spirit. And breathe in, recognizing that we are filled with light. And it is a light that transcends what we understand or know just with our mental, intellectual understanding. It is the light of all beingness, infinite in nature, gracious, wondrous. Ah, and we just receive it, recognizing it for the gift that it is, that breath, that life, that flow of the energy of the universe. And so as you relax and let go, you may even move with the dance of your inner soul. You may just sit quietly. You may have your eyes open to experience the beauty of nature, or the raindrops falling down, or the sun shining wherever you are. Recognizing that it is all God's universe, of which each of us is an integral part, gloriously and wondrously made in the light of infinite love. Whoever we are, in whatever way we express ourselves in our world, we are a gift unique, unlike any other. And as we recognize that truth of ourselves beyond whatever messages we might have received as a child growing up or in our adult world, to the contrary, in this now moment, we reconnect to that which is truth. And we feel the light of who we are, unique and unlike anyone else, gifted with that drop of godness in us. That is ours to express, that is ours to live forth, that is ours to share with others. Indeed, to lift us all up, to connect us, to recognize that we do come together in love when we are willing and open and receptive to that presence. And so I invite you to breathe into that, to allow the light of love that transcends human emotional love, but is the love of creation of all existence. Let that love pour over you and through you to heal and bless physically, mentally, emotionally, any places that feel separate from the light of wholeness and love. Let it wash over you and move through you. And take this moment now for just a bit in silence to experience the wonder of that presence of healing light and love, and to just be one Infinite Spirit in silence. And so having received this gracious gift through our own willingness to be open to that which is everywhere and always present, yet which sometimes in our busy lives we forget to partake of, let us give thanks with great gratitude for this grace that moves through us unendingly, expressing love and healing us into wholeness. And so we take this moment now to surround our prayer box and all the requests that have been placed within it. We take a moment to speak aloud the names of family, friends, those we would especially bless at this time, knowing that there is power in that spoken word, in that which we call the breath of life of creation. Let us speak their names aloud. Denny and Donalyn, Bob and Karen, Jolene and Richard, Matt and Nikki, Sue Ann, Tegan, Brianna, Misty, Jill, Jessica, Beckett, Johnny, Wanda, Mary and Dale, Vicki and Evan, Bill, Teresa, Unity of Michiana, Unity Worldwide Ministries and World Headquarters, our world leaders, holding all in light, that their hearts may be lifted up, that they may resound in that direction of greater good. We hold them all in our blessings and prayers, in and through the presence and the power of Infinite Spirit, beloved Mother, Father, God. And so it is. Amen.
It's you.